this bid.
We'll go now to case number 11,788. And you're seeking variances from the separation between the units.
You wanted to know, John, if there is other violations, right, on this case?
There you go.
You wanted to know if there was any more violations. That's a note I had.
We had left this open for
a survey.
Oh. And okay. I believe it was really to show the lot lines was what had been requested. This one came from, I believe, sometime in June, so it's been a little while.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, wow.
Yep, you got it.
But did it change the variance request any?
It did not, because they only needed a separation distance variance.
It's between 20 foot, right?
Yeah.
And the separation distance did not change.
Okay.
So they came up with a survey, at least for the separation. Not so much the lot lines.
Smart.
So why did we leave it for the lot line bill?
There was concern that there might be a variance that would be required from a setback. However, that was not requested with this application. The only request for a variance was for a separation distance.
Right.
I think the what happened at the last meeting, and Mr. Mills, it was you were the one who was questioning this, is that you really wanted to make sure that this wasn't something that was so askew or there was some issue with lot lines because it was in a mobile home park and those weren't shown on the survey that you guys provided to you. So this is the survey that had been previously provided, but it's updated with an approximate lease boundary line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to preach that there are three things in a mobile home park: 35% lot lines and separation between the units. And John, you wanted to see if there was any encroachments, right, in the lot lines?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At least not from the approximate lot lines.
Uh-uh.
I was going to say it's
from the approximate.
I was going to say, John, I'm right back where I started.
We're good to go, Danny.
Jesus, Lord Almighty.
Well, I think that we got what we asked for or needed.
Yeah.
Then,
wow.
I don't know whoever started. It
doesn't look a whole lot different than this, other than they put these imaginary lines in.
Jesus, yeah, Lord Almighty.
That's what it looks like, don't it?
Mm.
I wouldn't issue a CO on that for, I mean, CC on that for nothing. I'd say get better than that, gentlemen.
Already. Yeah. All right, John. Imaginary line. No, that they kind of had that flicking one. Remember that line?
Yeah.
They had their flicking one.
Float line.
Yeah. We did send a letter to the builder, which was requested.
What do you think then, guys?
Was there anyone in opposition? There was not.
There was not.
Nope.
Nope.
So?
There was 11 letters in support. One person in support appeared, but no one in opposition.
All right. You wait.
I don't know how many times I preached the
discussion.
I don't know how many times I preach to inspectors to make sure they survey. When in doubt.
Yep.
I don't know. It doesn't show me anything.
Yep.
Well, call Mr. Mills. Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yep.
Doesn't appear to be any, from what I'm looking here, if I, doesn't appear to be any other lot line encroachments. Does anyone see one that I don't see?
Well, and you couldn't make a decision on those either because they were not asked and they were not advertised. So the only decision you could make a determination is regarding the separation distance tonight.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we, based on the facts that we had, case number 11,788, to approve the 2.1-tenths variance from the separation between the units and the 4-point variance from for the shed. Is that correct? Am I saying that all right? Getting to the point now, or
there are three different.
Okay, I see them now.
It's four feet from the 20-foot separation distance.
Correct.
Between units, 0.2 feet separation distance between units from the shed,
right.
And then 2.1 feet from separation distance
between
from a screen porch.
Between a screen porch, right. That's the one I missed.
I don't think I missed anything. Did I miss one?
No, I don't believe so.
Of course, your uniqueness to the property. There's criteria for the variance. I believe the applicant is going through those, presenting them to us. And
hopefully, the speaker's going, so.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Hurry up.
It cannot, other words, be developed. Reducing the width of the porch by 2.1 feet would be. Not created by the applicant. The small lots that are there, right? Will not alter central character of the neighborhood. All the other homes are in the same situation there. And the minimal variance, this will be the minimal variance to give them relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve. Number 11,788. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for my reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm acknowledging for the previous reasons that have been stated. So that I vote 5-0. Case number 11,788 is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor of the motion? All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.